to start with something that's been something like an invocation for me. And given the subject matter I'm starting to deal with in the next year or so, I'm inclined to go here. commission from the Leet Center in Nebraska to do a new piece. It's going to be a theater piece for 05-06, something like that. And they invited me to come out to Nebraska to just get a feel for the place. So a lot of what I'm still trying to process all this information. There's this incredible landscape, the sand, if you've ever been in the sand hills, it's just this treeless expanse of prairie, and Lincoln, Nebraska is in this little bowl, this like salt flat, that's just a straight line, treeless straight line, complete circumference without one tree on the landscape, not a tree, just absolutely straight. Extraordinary landscape, and I had to drive to the sand hills, and you're listening to the radio, and so there are these combinations of things going on in my head, a lot of religious stations, there are hymn tunes, the sound of that radio, the landscape itself, all trying to play out in my head. I'm using a delay for the first time in a serious way. I know that sounds strange since they've been everybody's standard of reference for years, but not mine, actually. Thank you. The horses have run out of the frame. The picture has no subject. The subject having moved, the camera not. The horses are not running now, but standing just outside the field, pictured calmly eating grass, grazing calmly. The horses. The field where the horses were is not a simple field. The horses having left before the picture taking, having run out of the frame. This is not a simple field. This is not a simple field. Not just one, but several pictures. Not one has horses, not one. Grass is then the only object picture, matted, trampled by the horses. Upright, waving just beyond where the horses were. For, as I said, the horses have just run out of the frame. The field, as pictured, has no subject. Subject having moved. The frame not.
Oh, he size. We do need water, we need water too. Everything turning gray and brown, don't know, couldn't remember. The color green and the frogs sing, please don't let's forget the color green. Please don't let's forget the color green, the simple things the rain brings. Look at that infernal firmament, not nothing moving up there, like a dry church, and even God, not another cloudless day. God, not another cloud day. Nothing happens, weren't meant to be. And the good and bad suffer just the same in the heat under heaven. And the cows low. God, let it rain, let it rain. Nothing to you, we never done nothing to you.
Streets up there are paved with gold. Well, I've never been to heaven, but I've been told. Streets up there are paved with gold. Well, I've never been to heaven, but I've been told. Streets up there are paved. Well, I've never been to heaven. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all the prophets are dead and gone. Keep your hands.
Thanks. Lincoln's an interesting place. Founded by a bunch of churches that kind of glommed together and to form the city itself, but they were all like little enclaves of seminaries and various kinds of religious communities. And curiously enough, when all the sects started to grow to the extent that they started meshing together, the neighborhoods kind of hit one another, there was absolutely no tension, which was very strange. They all just kind of melded together and formed this community. Lincoln itself, the city name actually was a result of a political faux pas. There were two factions warring with each other in the state, both of which hated Lincoln. And one of the factions decided that if they added this little codicil to this bill that said that the state capital should be named Lincoln, that the bill wouldn't pass because their opponents would not vote for it because they knew them to be adamantly opposed to Lincoln. Much to their chagrin, the opponents decided to turn the tables on them and actually passed the bill, making the capital of the state Lincoln. I don't know what I want to do on this one. I've got this little machine here which scares the hell out of me. What time is it? I've lost track.
10:20.
How long have I been going?
We don't know.
That's about right.
Elizabeth knows. beside me the livelong day, and I will love you in every way, whether the sky is blue or gray, I will shelter you, I will shelter you. Come lie beside me the livelong day, when the day is done, cry on my shoulder when hope is gone. Whether the battle's been lost or won, I will shelter you, I will shelter you. Come take this promise by my hand, sealed with a kiss and a wedding band. I love you, darling, just as you are, and where you stand, I will shelter you, I will shelter you. Come stay beside me the livelong day, and I will love you in every way, whether the sky is blue or gray, I will shelter you, I will shelter you. Something in the Midwest, in Nebraska, in the Sand Hills, it was so incredibly simple. Talked to these cowboys during a party after the roundup. They took me to a roundup, and I was branding calves. Something else. Well, I actually didn't do the branding. They didn't trust me with the branding. My job was to wrestle the calf to the ground. And the pictures, you know, it feels like you're doing something, but then you look at the pictures and you realize there's this 200-pound guy with this poor little calf. It just looks so pathetic. I just look, you know, I look like I'm beating the thing up. It's terrible.
My wife always wants me to sing Shenandoah. I gotta find some other way. I don't know. So simple, it's so nice. Let's just do this for half an hour. Oh, I guess not. Oh, that's promising. Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Bound away. I think I may be done. Thank you. Thank you.